Aircheckdownloads.com.
The Weekly Top 40.
Oh, hello. Hello, bon appetit. This is Joya Child, and Rick Dees is cooking some boiling, scalding hits, and they're going to be just delicious. Now, I need just a touch of oregano.
Oregano, you got it.
And the texture must be just as soft as a baby's bottom, yes.
Thank you,
Joya. Now, are we ready to cook the dough?
That's fine, Joya, that's fine. We, later on in the show, please.
What? Oh, my goodness.
We're counting down right now, okay?
Well, I don't want to bother you. I just want to know where you keep the vanilla extract.
Right over there. Thank you. Just keep on.
Oh, that's all right. I spill everything. If it's not a mess, it's not good. Okay.
Yeah, boss, you want to show her the door, please?
Yes.
Okay, get there. Fine, fine. Gee whiz. And it's time for you to stop crying if you missed Duran Duran's concert tour. Their show in Oakland was filmed for cable TV, and if you listen very carefully, you may even be able to hear some of the music above the screaming. Yep. Duran Duran and the Reflex. Number 5. The Reflex. That's Duran Duran. They're up 2 to number 5 on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. And at number 4, the man says he used to train his voice and try to get that raspy sound that he thought was so cool. But then he started to damage his throat and sound something like,
"Hey, baby, what's happening? Get down the good foot and pop your skull in 411 places. Cerebrum, cerebellum, medulla oblongata. Ha, ha, ha."
So now Steve Perry takes it a little easier, and here he is with the number 4 song, "Oh, Sherry."
We should have been gone!
Steve Perry, up 1 to number 4 on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown with "Oh, Sherry," dedicated to his girlfriend. And now time for some delicious Hollywood Tinseltown gossip with our own insider, Grown and Barrett. Yes, Grown. Welcome to the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. What's going on now?
Oh, thank you, Rick Dees. It's just wonderful to be here. Well, I've got a hot rumor for you.
Good.
Well, what do you think about Michael Jackson and Boy George teaming up together for a duet?
No.
That's right. Rumor has it that they have considered it. There's no definite answer yet, but considerations are being made.
Now, I heard that Michael Jackson might team up with, of course, none other than Super Lips, Mick Jagger.
Oh, really?
And now I hear Boy George. So these things might actually happen.
Yes, the rumor mill is going crazy. Mm-hmm. I think it would be nice if Michael Jackson and Boy George teamed up. Just think, they could borrow each other's lip gloss. And possible song titles that they're considering are, instead of "The Girl Is Mine," "The Boy Is Mine."
Nice, nice.
"Lipstick on Our Collars."
On Our Collars,
yes. I think they're all great possibilities.
Fantastic. And you, of course, sound like you've been living in the gutter for the past couple of weeks on these, huh?
Oh, thank you so much, with my Mercedes.
Wonderful.
This is Gronin Barrett from Hollywood.
Thank you, Gronin. Come back when you can't stay longer.
I will.
Mm-hmm. Coming up, the number one song in the nation. You don't want to miss it.
Weekly Top 40. The Weekly Top 40.
Except no substitutes, please. It's the Weekly Top 40 Countdown, complete with the 40 most happening hits in all the USA. Now look out for the man at number 3. He's just begun a 50-date tour with a lady who has opened for the likes of Rod Stewart and the Rolling Stones. Is that tough enough for you?
Ooh-wee, so tough!
She's Tina Turner, and he's the man responsible for selling out every one of his concerts this year. Lionel Richie, hot as a pistol, with "Hello."
I've been alone.
Lionel Richie and "Hello" slips 1 this week to number 3 on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. Well, Cyndi Lauper is not the only star to emerge from Queens, New York's Lauper family. Cyndi's very own actual mother appears in both her videos of "Girls Just Want to Have Fun" and "Time After Time." But Cyndi's afraid that the glamour of it all just may be going to her mom's head. Mrs. Lauper has chosen a stage name of Katrine Dominique. That's right, Katrine Dominique, and she wears sunglasses now, even when she walks her dog, according to Cyndi. As a matter of fact, even the dog is wearing sunglasses now. That's what we understand. That's what Cyndi says. Here's the weird Cyndi Lauper right off the cover of Rolling Stone magazine and "Time After Time," number 2. Cyndi Lauper, the second most popular song in the nation this week with "Time After Time." Oh, yes, the moment of truth has arrived. Coming up next, the number one song in all the land.
The Weekly Top 40.
The Weekly Top 40. Ow!
Oh, yeah, the moment has arrived. This is it. Time for the number one song in the nation. And I'm going to tell you something. A movie has done it again. The movie Footloose brought us the number one song when Kenny Loggins went there and stayed there for 3 straight weeks with Footloose. And now, another number one song from the motion picture Footloose soundtrack. This is it, Denise Williams, and let's hear it for the boy. Number one. That's it, the number one song in all the land for the second week in a row here on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. Denise Williams, and let's hear it for that boy. Well, there you have it, the 40 most happening hits in all the land, according to Cashbox Magazine here in the USA. An incredible kick counting them down for you. I tell you, I just get a kick out of this every week. I wish we could all go home together this evening and have a party. Ow! Yeah, but let me tell you something. There's some wonderful people that do this show. Our tremendous staff, we have our producer Ron Cutler and Louise Palanker, Boy Paul Josephs, Rocking Ray De La Garza, Peter Perkins, Mark Schreiber, Jerry DeFrancesco, Chris Hamilton, Don Elliott, Julie Dees, Waldo Cluck, Kaz Capolino, Nick Verbitsky, Mac Davis, and, of course, John Denver.
Wait a minute.
Of course, the rest of our staff.
What can I say besides, oh, wow?
Yes, and this is your friend Rick Dees. I'll see you next time right here. Remember this, though. Keep the stars on the ground and keep reaching for your feet.
You are so stupid.
AirCheckDownloads.com.